evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informant net. All three parties will check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times or break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, July 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 16 College Street, Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find a net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
N2OIQ, mobile, giving Jeff.
N2OIQ, mobile, Dan, good evening, what's going on?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else in the Nuts this evening, N2OIQ here. Yeah, hey, we're up here at Whitaker Park, Camp End for the week. We've been up here since last Monday. We're going to stay until end of next weekend. We've got some other campers coming in that we want to camp with. So we've got one to stay here and enjoy ourselves. And the weather's going to be not too awful bad. Possibly rain one day. But, we're not going to worry about that. We're well protected here, so... if we can't sit outside, we'll set the trailer anyways. So, anyways, but really a busy weekend here over at Whitaker over the weekend. It was a full house, a lot of campers, a lot of people coming in and out. And it was a really good weekend for the park. So, and tonight there's still about 10 campers in here, I guess. A lot of them moved up today because a lot of them go back to work tomorrow. And also, anyways, but... That's the weekend. I hope you and your family had a good weekend. And so, talk to you there, Jeff, and to Kill Clara.
All right, Dan, well, your signal's coming in loud and clear here. You're booming right in. So, have fun up there camping, and I think you probably have a lot of company this week. And all right, well, take care. All right. KD2AIT, are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York. Good evening, Jeff.
KD2FN, Kevin, good evening. What's going on?
Well, hello to you and hello to everyone up in the North Country. This is KD2FPN out here in Oneonta. There was briefly another Echolink station. I think they may have dropped off. I don't know if they'll make it back in. It was another gentleman that checked in on the Lowville repeater about an hour ago, and it was one of his first attempts at actually making a contact on that. He did pretty good. You know, it was interesting to hear him chit-chat. It was kind of cool. So. We had about 80 degrees here today under mostly sunny skies. I did get my little airplane back out last night around 10 o'clock and finally got the trim adjustment all situated on it. So with the flight controls, it's not such a laborious activity to try to maintain it, you know, in a level flight now. And that was actually kind of fun to play with for about 10 minutes in the air. So I went and played with that last night and had a little enjoyment outside. But... on that note, we've got 70 degrees right now on the outside. We've dropped about 4 degrees in the last hour, so that's not too bad. I'll take it here. I will stand back. I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control for others to check in.
All right, well, I'm glad you got everything situated there with the plane. And I don't know, maybe you would know. You're in the weather business. It seems like the radar out there in... oh, where is that there? The one up in Binghamton there is out. Have you found the same thing?
Oh, actually, I was not aware of that. Usually I pull my stuff out of Albany, so it's kind of funny. I pull some information out of Albany, but I do feed Binghamton with stuff that occurs from here, because if we get any weather issues that are taking place, I'll always call right into the Binghamton office. So, no, I did not know that. I'll have to keep a peek and an eye on that. Thanks for that info. KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, no problem. I thought I'd check with you, because when you go to the National Weather Service radar, it says it's temporarily unavailable for that location. And then I know I got a radar app on my phone. I can check it when I'm up at camp and wherever I am. And it's out there. You know, it just shows clear skies, which obviously is not right. So anyway, all right. Well, you have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. All right. I don't see any other Echolink stations, so... This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff. Happy holidays.
Somebody double with Jack there. Who was the other station?
KC2WI.
All right, there's three. Start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Okay, to Jeff and everybody else on the net, we got a temperature here of 66 degrees after a range of 57 to 77. And just came up a beautiful picture of the New York Central Hickory Creek. It was on the 48th 20th Century Limited. A picture of here behind an Amtrak train. So I want to download that and have a night. So that's about it. We'll see what's going on the next few days. Hopefully I'll have just about everything cleaned up by then. With that, we'll say God bless. 73 is N2 BFM clear.
Hi, George. Well, thanks for checking in. It's been a while, so it's good to hear you. Or at least it's been a while for me. I haven't been on the net much this week. I've been kind of busy. And that also reminds me, now that I mentioned that, if anyone else is listening, if anyone would like to be net control on Monday night, that's the last spot open. If somebody would like to take it, just let me know. You can either contact me here while I'm on the, doing the net, or if you want to contact me by email at kd2ait at kd2ait.com. So, all right. Let's see. Thanks, George. Thanks again. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. K2ZMZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Everybody on board. I hope everybody had a nice weekend. We certainly did down here weather-wise. No rain and in the 80s again today. And right now we're right at 70, 7-0. And very light wind, it was a very pleasant day actually. Got a lot of things done both inside and out. Other than that, not much more to offer. So 7-3s, all of them. KA2ZMZ.
All right, Jack. Well, thank you for checking in, and sorry I haven't been making to the octans lately. Seems like my day just winds down right around 9 o'clock, and sometimes I don't even have energy to make this net towards the next one. But we'll definitely start getting into it more when we get up to camp where we don't have to work as hard. All right. Thanks, Jack. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI, well... I had a non-scheduled weekend. I didn't run up to Lake Pleasant and I didn't do anything in specific. Went over to KB2RQB's 4th of July party yesterday afternoon. Went on the North Country Group HF this morning, and I was going to take a hike in the Big Otter Lake, and things just kind of got later and later. I said, I want to go in early when I go, so I'm not going to do that. Did a little work around the house, and then went out later on to Little Otter Lake, and wandered around up in that neck of the woods for a little while. It was really very nice. And it's cooled off nicely here. It's 66 degrees. And nice and quiet around here, so that's good. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. Let's see what's going on. Well, a couple weeks from now, the Hamilton County Amateur Radio Club will be doing communications on Saturday, I think it's the 18th, for the Paseco Triathlon, so if anybody's interested in coming up and helping with that, we can always use more people. And we're working on a picnic meeting, picnic kind of thing up here in sometime after the fair. And other than that, I guess not too much else is new. I guess I gotta go and get my log and send in all the things for all the certificates and the clean sweep certificate for the 13 Colonies event. That was fun. And maybe next year we'll get a you know, group together and do that or something. Other than that, not much new going on here. No big communications events in locally that I can think of. And of course, there's the Woodsman's 10K run in August down in Boonville. KC2WI.
All right. Well, sounds like you've been keeping busy. And thanks for checking in there, Pete. This is getting to be that time of year where you just want to hike everywhere. I don't know about you, but I've noticed that there's not a lot of bugs out lately, at least where I've been going. Even up at my camp, where it's usually this time of year, it's usually kind of brutal. But we were up there the other day, and my son was out there with shorts and a t-shirt. We took a little hike up through the woods, and I don't think any of us even got one bug bite. So, yeah, it could be a lot of this rain knocked him down, but I don't know. I'm not complaining. Whatever it is, I'm pretty happy about it. So, all right, Pete. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
This is M2KKL. Good evening, Jeff.
KC2NBU. Good evening, Jeff.
Alright, there's two more. N2KKL, Pauline. Good evening. Long time, no talk. And how's everything going with you?
Everything's fine. Had a beautiful day here today. Got out in the sun for a while, and so I had a good day today. Beautiful out. And good evening, everybody. N2KKL, back to you, Jeff.
Thanks for checking in there, Pauline. It's good to hear you. I try to catch your guys' net up there on the 210 when I get up to camp. Fortunately, I can't hit it from here, but I do enjoy the round tables you guys have over there at 7 o'clock, and I will most likely be on this week at 7 o'clock to chat with you all. Well, thanks again, Pauline, and you have a good evening. KC2NBU, Ray, what's going on tonight?
Well, just got back from the family reunion out in Rochester, and we got 66 degrees up on the hill, and boy, oh boy, I don't know if anyone saw that sunset tonight, but what a sight. Over.
I'm sure it was. I guess they're saying there's a haze out there from the forest fires up in Saskatchewan. So that's what I read here at WKTV this morning. So that might be what's setting it off there, right?
Yeah, it was about as orange could be. I tried to take some pictures of it. I don't know how the colors came out, but boy, oh boy, was it orange.
maybe I'll post some of them up there and post one up to the web, the Facebook page there and the club page there, and check it out. You know, whenever there is some kind of event like that in the atmosphere, everybody always talks about how nice the sunsets are. I remember the first time I heard it was when I was a kid there, and they had Mount St. Helens go off, and all you heard about when W-A-2-O-K was talking on the DX in there, and he would talk to people, and they were all complimenting the sunsets, you know, going through the, well, I guess it'd be the ash clouds. So, anyway, okay, well, thanks for checking in, Ray. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, uneventful day. Kind of just watched a lot of TV. I took it easy today. I don't know. I just didn't have any energy to do anything special. So, did tinker around the garden a bit. We got some green beans that are going to be coming out tomorrow. And we picked some mustard in there last night, too. So it's finally starting to pay off a little. And with all this rain and, you know, early warm weather, the garden is coming along nice. That's about all I have to report. So. All right, it's KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular AMTU. So I'd like to thank, Dan, Kevin, George, Jack, Pete, Pauline, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73 is to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
This is KD2FBM. I will be clearing this repeater via the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of this repeater with Echolink. Hopefully I'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FBM is out.
Good evening, Jack.
KC2NBU, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
This is N2WBX. Good evening.
Very good. N5AOW, hello Bob. KC2NBU, hello Ray. N2WBX, hello Dennis. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Any other stations, with or without traffic? Stations for Octane, with or without traffic. Thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. Hope everybody had a nice weekend. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.